It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Da vi in
my
here.
God. Bye.
What?
Just cut.
Hold on. Hold on.
What is this?
What?
Guys, welcome back to the Murad Murali podcast. We have India's social team handler with me today, Shion, man. How you doing, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
And we also have somebody else as well, Zoe, and you're here on the mic as well. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Hiding.
She's hiding. I feel like she knows she's Zoe the Casper. She just wants to hide. So we'll definitely just be hearing her voice as we discuss this interview, and I feel like it's great to have the handlers on. I did want to get Dami's, but I completely forgot that they live in Ireland. Yeah. So when they messaged, they were like, we're down, but wait, we live in Ireland, so like we actually can't run to you. So I was thinking, okay, cool, makes sense. I mean, I don't blame them, and me to do zoom right now here with them sitting here is long, so
yeah,
it will just be techie. So I thought I'm not gonna attempt to do that, but I'm glad that we've got you here. Very interesting conversations, lots to talk about. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. She's in the finale, guys.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
Like, they got no votes.
Yeah, zero.
Zero votes.
Which, you know, a lot of people may have thought otherwise, which we've seen on social media. But again and again, I think you see that, you know, they are compatible, you know.
Right, because I like, with the whole Casa Amor stuff and whatever, and I just thought this is going up and down, like, mm-hmm. Maybe somebody would think they're not compatible, but actually everyone in there thinks they are very much compatible as a couple. Mm-hmm. So you handle India's Twitter.
Yeah,
you've done a great job.
Appreciate it.
Accounts doing very well on Twitter. I think it's like really up there with the Kenners. I think the Kenners handlers were doing so good with their tweets and their memes. Mm-hmm. He must have a meme folder, because the way this guy grabs a tweet.
He was making me work. Like, he was making me work, because I was having to go on YouTube and everything to keep up with the memes.
I'm dead, not like, on YouTube.
don't tell anyone. I was finding them anyway.
As in control paste and then download the video.
Literally screen recording, because he was on job. He was really on job.
He was quick with it. I didn't expect that. But I feel like you've also been on job for India's account.
I try.
And I feel like it's doing outside of Akena's. I think she's the best woman, female from Love Island on Twitter. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
How has the process been for you when it comes to just tweeting for somebody else? Because I imagine you haven't done that before. So you're taking on this whole job role that you haven't done. You don't know how it was going to go. Then she's in the finale. So she's been there from the beginning as an OG. So it's basically a full-time job for 2 months.
Yeah. And I think as well, a lot of people didn't realize I'm a man.
Yeah. So,
because I was tweeting like per, like, you know, all the emojis. I was like, I think I even made a tweet about like men being trash at one point, you know, during the show.
But men are trash though, let's not lie.
They are. But there were certain tweets I was making. I was like, I'm really like stabbing my own in the back here. But, you know, there was one point as well where a lot of people were shipping me and Akena's handler, not knowing, you know, that
we're both guys.
We're both guys. I'm into women and all that, so it was really funny. But no, it's been an interesting process. Very fun, but hard at points. You know, I was on holiday at one point,
find a connection.
Yeah,
that was funny because we were both on holiday at the same time. So if he didn't have connection, I'd have to try and tweet.
I'm
not as creative as him, so I was like,
because some people may not just be a tweeter. Or they don't.
I'm not a tweeter at all,
because out of all the apps, Twitter is obviously like very negative as well. And I feel like with India and Dami, they have fluctuated so much. Like Tash and Andrew, and you know, opinions can change when you go back and forth about a couple, depending on their actions, especially after Casa Amor, after the way Dami was moving. How were you like dealing with that, like as account holders?
You know what? It was probably the hardest time I've had on social media because you just have so many comments where obviously me, myself, I'll have my opinion on the matter, but you have to remember you're tweeting on India's behalf. So, you know, there's a lot of people saying, yeah, Dami, we need to get him gone, or just a lot of negativity towards it. And then that switches on to India, because obviously India's a very kind person, as you've seen on the show, and she's very, you know, what's been shown anyway is that she was listening to him and hearing him out, whereas people wanted her to like get onto him and like shut him down. And when they didn't see that, yeah, there was a lot of negativity towards her and like a lot of hate almost. And I think I saw a lot of tweets saying, you know, a lot of people are trying to live through India in a way.
This is where it gets techie, man.
Where it gets techie, you know, they say that she's representing like certain communities, and they wanted her to deal with it in a certain way. And when they didn't see that, you know, you got a lot of hate, which is hard to deal with, because we have to defend her, but we can't also put our own views across on the social. And I know Instagram had a lot of that as well, a lot of negativity towards that.
Because that's the thing, apparently there were more intense conversations between Dami and India that weren't shown, that previous people on this couch have actually said. So there were actually a lot more stuff that she may have said that we actually don't even know until she comes out and speaks for herself. So again, we got to keep remembering we're only seeing 45 minutes of the show.
I think a lot of people do forget that. Because you've seen that a lot of people in there, especially on your podcast, is where they've come in and said, you know, a lot of things were happening that, you know, conversations were happening and are not shown. And I think people tend to base that 45 minutes and that's it, and they assume that's everything that's happening. But there's probably a lot of conversation and, you know, things happening behind the scenes that would probably give you a better picture of what's really going on.
So how did you do it on Instagram?
To be fair, on Instagram, like, I didn't get that much hate from DMs, but I would just like switch it and focus on India. I'll be like, okay, since Dami's gone and done that, I'm just gonna post India left, right, front and center. Started making a silly hashtag, in India we trust, like just silly stuff
that
like
heartbreaker
that
line that she said.
Yeah.
Made the best heartbreaker win.
No, literally, and everyone like grabbed onto that. And to be fair, her Instagram supporters are really supportive. So I didn't have like too much hate to deal with, but there were just some people that were making wayward comments. And then I made a quote-unquote statement basically saying like she hasn't seen everything. When she does, she'll make a more informed decision whether she wants to stay with him or not. That's that's her decision. And like, you guys are seeing 45 minutes to one hour of a whole 24 hours, so we need to keep that in mind. But Instagram was fine, to be fair. It was all right. When I went on Twitter, I was like, what's going on here?
Why, like, being invested is fine, but not invested to the point where you're actually going mad.
And that's the thing, you know, it is all entertainment.
Right.
Obviously, they're trying to find love on the show and whatnot, but they get to a certain point where it's just too much, and now it's just hate and negativity. It's like, remember why we're watching, you know?
Do you know what I mean?
Everyone's trying to, you know, be entertained and have fun with it.
It's crazy, especially when there was, people were upset with me when I said, oh, you know, Dami in India, if India's going to stay with him, at least can just pack their bags and go at one point, please, after Dami did the three-way kiss and all this stuff. And then, you know, people get so upset with these comments, and it's like, well, you know, we're basing it on what we see as of right now. And Dami's redemption arc has done so well for himself that they're now in the finale, because if he was still moving like that, they wouldn't even be in touch in the finale. So, and then same with Tash and Andrew. Like, I didn't like Tash and Andrew at all, especially Tasha at one point. And then look at them now. Like,
first to be boyfriend and girlfriend.
And now we actually like them, and doing these cute dates, and people actually, like, the way everybody's minds change on the show, back and forth, is you're allowed to do that, but then it's as if you're not allowed, because then
it's because you're in the public eye.
Just
people are probably thinking what you're thinking, they're just not going to say it.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
I know. It's quite funny. Like, obviously, I don't necessarily agree with all that Dami's done on the show, but you know, you see a lot of people say there's a lot of people in India's position in real life, and you know, they've let that situation happen, but because you're watching it from like a third eye, it's very easy to like, you know, speak on it and not really agree with what's going on. But I think from what I've seen anyway, you know, Dami's redemption has been has been good and
very good, really, you know, yeah. Because I thought, how is this man making it back from the kisses on the terrace, the three-way kiss,
yeah,
and then like the stuff with Tasha and the way he's, but I was like, how is he making it back from this? Mm-hmm. But he actually corrected himself,
yeah,
because I thought if he continues like this, they both need to just pack their bags, because there's no anyone there for India outside of Dami, mm-hmm, because with Deji it just wasn't working out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking, you need to be in the finale, but you can't because mm-hmm there's no partner for you,
yeah,
outside of Dami,
yeah,
it's but true. He's corrected himself as well, but yes. Yeah, it's crazy how people get attached,
and it even happens every account.
Season. Even to the account, every yeah season. Ooh, it happens. It's
you got
too
people
much
telling us how to run the account.
Not like on via Twitter,
by DM. So like, yeah, if they talk about Twitter, I'll send it over to him. But by DM, oh, you should change her username. Oh, you need to do this. You need to post this. You need to post that. Why aren't you doing this? Oh, you're a bad friend to India. You're not doing this. I'm thinking, oh my God. Like,
I think that's the hard one. I think when, you know, you see people say, oh, you're a bad friend or whatnot, it's very hard because we have to remember we're representing India. Mm. We're not representing ourselves. So
right,
although we may have an opinion on something, we can't now speak in that tone. We have mm to support what she's doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of people that'll be like, oh yeah, we need to not tweet badly about Dami, but not support or like, yeah, support Damia.
Yeah.
So you can't really win. You can't really win.
You can't win with the show in any way. TV, it's actually a TV show. It's a game show, you know.
Yeah.
People are acting like this is the Hunger Games.
Like, oh.
Yeah, but no, I can't like the support.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
But for India has been crazy from the beginning. Like insane.
Saucy India, man. Like, yeah. I just feel like from day one, she's had a very good journey on the show.
Yeah.
Outside of the, you know, stuff going on with Dami, outside of that, mm-hmm, I feel like she has had a journey where she hasn't been violated outside of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With like her peers.
Yeah.
Or
she's
friends.
Just a calm girl. Like, she genuinely doesn't cause any issues.
She's so, like, literally, I think, as much as we've seen on the show, she just is lovely. Mm. And I think that's why people are so shocked, you know, when she didn't get super mad or whatever on the show, because she just is such a nice girl. And I think even from other islanders that have, you know, come out and said the same thing, like they really haven't had a bad thing to say about her.
Yeah, she's not somebody who's confrontational, aggressive, mm-hmm, or looking for beef, trying to start something or messy. Mm-hmm. Anytime some beef's going on, she's just chilling. She's not involved in it in any kind of pasta. She's just herself.
We literally say like all the time, like India's probably off there sipping, like drinking a drink, yeah, like just chilling.
As in drinking on your own finale.
Yeah.
Laying on the daybed. Yeah, no, literally. And also a therapist. We call her the therapist. Yeah, therapist, the love therapist.
Or HR.
Yeah, HR.
Not the HR.
Yeah.
Or whenever there's an issue with like, you know, another couple, she's right, always there to there to help.
So in today's episode, we're seeing obviously
meet the parents.
Meet the parents, boy. And Dami is meeting the parents.
Yeah.
As in, it's funny because if we hold Dami accountable, it's like people get upset about it or like, you know, you're sabotaging or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now we're seeing India's mom,
mm-hmm,
echoing the same thoughts, saying that you're not cleared yet from this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry, that's my daughter, mm-hmm, and you violated her in some kind of way. And I'm glad that she's keeping it honest, but what are your thoughts? Did you expect her to be doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm happy that India's mom is doing what she needs to do. Yeah, that's what a mother should do.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
You know, when you're watching your daughter, again, it's not what you want to see. So I knew from as soon as that happened, as soon as I meet the parents, she Dami was gonna get it. So good luck to him.
I feel like it's a lot.
To be fair, it's not just India's mum as well. I think whoever was like visiting Dami, well, via Zoom.
Oh yeah, Dami's family also the same thing.
Yeah, they grilled him as well. Zoom. Yeah,
they I wish they came in person, but of course they live abroad, so it's difficult. Yeah, it's difficult. See how the show changes every week.
It does, because you know, since then we've just seen Dami and India just grow from strength to strength, and it's so like
I'm glad they did though because I didn't believe in them after Casa Amor, man. Like, I'm gonna keep it honest, I did not like the way he was moving. I said, this is not right, sorry. So I'm glad that his mum is coming with the same energy, because like, what were you doing? But he looks like he's corrected himself, which I'm glad to see.
I mean, the last date,
he was so nervous. I was smiling the whole time.
That day was the best day I've seen on Love Island industry.
The budget
for Dami in India was amazing. Insane. And then for Gemma and Luca to be in a pond, I was just thinking,
it was pretty though.
Not Mabel laughing in the back.
it was insane.
The drums, they're coming out for a fiesta, and then the way like Dami picked her up.
Like, it was so
I mean, nothing
cute.
That's for Queen India.
You know what I mean? The way when Dami and India first ran to each other. That is when I thought, you know what? Let me believe them again now. Because when my mind changes back and forth. After that, I was like, the way they ran each other, like, you wouldn't be doing that if you're actually not really into each other. Because they're running at 100 miles an hour. Yeah. And no other couple
was
doing
really
that.
Straight out of a movie. straight out of the Notebook. Like,
yeah, I think I watched it like 20 times the same. Like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, I was so happy.
I think that was amazing.
Yeah, that was so cute.
When it comes to, you know, your own kind of struggles of helping and managing India, how have you been dealing with that? Oof. Because it's something that you perhaps didn't really expect.
I'm not sure.
if you guys could see Zoe's face right now.
Stop.
No, I'm looking at her like this. If I start this conversation,
yeah.
Oh my god.
So obviously we knew India. Well, we met her through
How do you not even know her? Not even asking this question.
One of my friends was in a music video with her, and this was a while ago now. And this was at the start of me starting my agency, Represent. And we were looking for people, and they basically said that, yeah, you know, this girl, she's got skunk stripes, she's really unique. She hasn't got followers. I think she had like 1 or 2K back then.
Yeah, she had 2K.
She needs to be in a million now. I don't know why she's not touching even half a million at this point.
That's a whole different conversation.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that's really annoying.
Yeah, so yeah, I reached out to her, recruited her, just worked for her. Well, since then, became friends, me and Zoe. And then, yeah, just from there, obviously, the conversation was to run the socials. Even that was a little bit last minute. Wasn't sure who was going to be doing what. And then since then, yeah, you know, it's a lot to run the account of someone, and you know, there's a lot of voices, a lot of people that are you know, it's a lot of input, because obviously that is, you know, a lot of people's friends, daughters, whatever have you. People are gonna want to make sure things are done in a certain way. So it's been complicated, and obviously the pressure of social media to make sure you're saying the right thing. Like, I've deleted so many tweets just because, you know, people have had their opinions, and you want to make sure people are happy at the end of the day. So yeah, it's been hard, but it's been fun. And seeing the support for her generally has just been amazing. I'm always liking the tweets and all the fan accounts. Like, literally, I think on day one, you just see fan accounts of India. So it's crazy. It's crazy to see.
When you're like deleting tweets and stuff like that, is that just because people are saying stuff about?
Yeah, so I think it's a mixture of things. So I think a lot of people, there was a certain point in the show, so at the very beginning, when me and Akena were kind of going back and forth on the handlers, going back and forth, we were really free, and I think people liked the fact that we, you know, were making jokes and all that sort of thing. But I think it got to a certain point in the show where people were like, oh, it's a competition now. You know, they're actually here to win. So I made a tweet about Ekin, you know, it was just a funny tweet, you know, and people were not liking it. It was like, you have to tweet about India, only India. And I think it just... sometimes it does take away from the point, you know, it's a fun show.
It takes
show.
Away from the enjoyment. It completely strips it.
It does strip
and
it.
And then you feel like you're now on like a place where you don't want to disappoint anybody, because you're going to face that backlash again.
Literally. And we are, you know, we are representing India at the end of the day. So it's like, we'll try and make sure that, you know, everything's right for her as well. So it's a lot of pressure.
And India as well won't even approve of people throwing backlash on anybody else, considering that she's not even somebody who even beefs anyone in the show.
Yeah.
So why are you, why would she approve of like, do you know what I mean? If you actually deep it, she would be like, what are these people even doing? She would hate herself, but then these people want to speak for her.
For her.
By throwing a lot of like it's backlash. Kind of... And it's for all accounts, not just hers. I'm sure people in the villa are the same. Mm-hmm. But like, what are you going to say?
No, it's like the people, like the supporters think they know like the Islanders better than we do.
That frustration.
That's really irritating. Yeah. Like, I think I know the person I'm managing, otherwise they wouldn't have told me to manage them.
I know, that's right, Zoe.
Zoe knows. Zoe's been doing Q&A. I know people have been saying, like, she knows everything, like, being doing the Q&A and like, really interactive on Instagram, which I think in general, to be honest, like, the handlers this year have really stepped it up.
They have, you know.
Yeah. Really on it.
Look at Mabel on the back doing this for Ekin's account as well. They honestly have. I feel like, because not me, I interview Islanders. I like to interview handlers now as well and see the process behind. Mm-hmm. And there are people behind India's like system as well as. And it's just like, there's so many characters of people that do this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you guys deal with it. Especially when it's with somebody who's like genuinely gotten to the final. It's not like a friend who's there for been a week, then there's calm.
Yeah, she genuinely thought she was going to be in for like 2 weeks.
That's what it is. People don't think they're going to be there for long. Yeah. And then boom.
Because you don't see how the public perceives you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's very like, it must be quite hard, you know, having all the cameras around and just, you know, you're acting naturally, but you're not aware of like people actually
yeah,
like what you're
watching
doing,
you.
Watching you yeah. do every little thing.
She did say on last night's episode, oh, you know, I want to be in here for one more week. Away from the cameras and stuff. I wish I can come here for once when something stresses me out so that I know that I'm here again.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, how do you think that she will deal with everything coming out? Because it's going to be a whole different world for her. I mean, she's already in the world of like content creating.
Yeah, she's a content creator. It's going to be interesting. I don't think she's going to expect as much love as she's going to receive, I think, because, you know, I would say she's probably one of the fan favorites in terms of she had a lot of like positivity around her, and you know, people love her. A lot of the ex-Islanders even have spoken out, you know, supporting her, which is lovely. Oh, that really nice to see. I even messaged Amber, you know, saying thanks, you know, for the support. But it's going to be interesting. I think it's a whole different world when you step out, isn't it? You know, going to all the events, interviews, brand deals. Like,
she better secure many brand deals.
Oh, anyone listening?
You guys are listening to this podcast and your brand deals, follow head over to India's account, please.
Please. Dig deep,
shovel, please.
Yes.
And start digging and give her the coin because I feel like she deserves it. She's been such a great contestant throughout. I feel like she's been very composed.
Very.
Because people are like, why isn't she doing it? But everyone's different and we keep projecting our ideas onto how somebody should feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she's done, you guys must be so proud of her because she hasn't actually done anything herself that. I don't know how Dami's account handlers must be dealing with it.
The thing is, with Dami, they've got like, there's like four people managing the account. So I think there's two Instagram and two Twitter.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they communicate, but I know at one point Dami did get a lot of
madness coming onto him.
Like a lot. So they had to like dial back on Instagram, like not post, turn off comments, everything, because the hate was just ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying, man. But it's just crazy because people forget it's a game show. Like, he's moving mad on the show, but like, it's not that deep for you to go into a DM now and be a keyboard warrior.
That's what it is. Yeah, I think everyone should have their opinions 100%. And if you know you don't particularly like someone, you know, you can.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help.
I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Be in the way, but when it's, you know,
there is a way
to say it.
I just don't understand why people feel like they can kind of do what, say whatever they say and expect us to sit there and go, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing, because there's a lot that's said about, you know, the Islanders themselves, but then even the handlers now, because obviously there's such a big part of it. So we're getting hate even. It's like, it's so hard. Like, it is hard to kind of like separate your feelings and just like understand, you know, people are going to say what they're going to say. People are going to troll.
Wait, what did you say? Case. Were you holding the mic?
Yeah, I was holding it.
No, you holding the mic, Zoe.
Like a baby.
What were you saying?
What was I saying? No, but it's a way to say it. There is a way to say it, but
yeah, the hate is mad. Me, I'm getting hate this year as well. Yeah.
It's not normal. Like,
it's not normal.
Why are you directing your hate at me? Like, it just,
as in,
I don't know, write it on a piece of paper, just scrunch it up and put it in the bin. Don't message me.
I'm actually dead.
It's just really irritating. It's when the same thing happens over and over again, same people saying the same thing over and over again. And it's just like, do I respond to this? Because if they come and screenshot it and tweet our Instagram, India's Instagram handle has said this, this, and this, then I don't want anything to reflect badly on India's account at
that's
all.
Literally what
that's
it
the
is.
Main
that's the
thing
difficult
for me.
Part of it. Yeah, you want to try to keep a balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because you're not actually representing yourself.
Yeah, I'm not.
But, so but it feels like you are because you're on the as in you're on the app on your phone.
Yeah,
it's difficult. Yeah. Me, they don't like it when I change my mind. They're like, oh no, you said this about India or Dami. You said this about Gemma at one point or Davide, and now you like them and now you don't like me. I'll change my mind every minute of the day. I actually don't care because we get new information every 24 hours. How can you not change your mind?
Mm-hmm. It's just like being friends with someone. You may not like them one day, you might like them the next day. You know it's just the same thing.
You know what I mean? So, and I feel like Ekansu didn't get along with a lot of the girls maybe at the beginning, and now they all get along. And people,
no seasonal friends. You know, but now she's Mama Ekin.
Not me, but this look. You don't think she gets along with the girls?
I think she gets along with the girls. You think the girls get along with
them?
Blue.
Ooh.
Oh,
see, yeah.
Drama.
Thank you,
Zoe.
I just feel like some of them are just too many shady comments, too many eye rolls. Ooh. I'm just not sure. Obviously, okay, speaking about India here, I feel like India and Ekin have like a big sis, little sis.
Yeah, I like their relationship.
Like, from the near the beginning, I think when they were sitting on the terrace and like India and her were just like basically like cuddling like during the little debrief. It's like these two have a good relationship, but everyone else, not everyone, but yeah, some individuals I'm just side-eyeing a little bit.
Yeah, I do see like a divide sometimes in the villa, but it's like, are we seeing that because it's been edited? Like, I don't know.
That's the thing, we actually don't know unless you speak to the producers.
I was watching a scene yesterday, you know, when it was Amber versus Ekansu. Initially, ages ago, when they were sitting on the beanbags, and then the other girls came and like Ekansu was about to say it, but she didn't say it. But she's like, I feel like I was being ganged up on.
All I've done is been nice to everyone in here. I'm just really, like, genuinely upset with everything right now. I just don't understand why you're all just... No, don't roll your eyes. Seriously, what is the problem?
Count my cards, watch them fall. Blood on a marble wall.
Okay.
She was about to say the word ganged up. I'll show you the clip after. Mm-hmm. She got quite emotional. And that was like in the first 2 weeks of when she came.
I remember that.
So there was definitely a rift between her and some of the girls anyways, period.
I think that would have been a lot. Even like, let's say one of us was on the show and then all the girls are ganging up on you out of nowhere. I'd just be like, what's going on here? Like, can we have a civil conversation one-on-one, not everyone just coming at me?
Sounds, what they're saying, wait.
I'm not saying I haven't got a problem with you, but I'm saying.
Yeah, shall we? It sounds a bit heated. But okay.
Right. When the other girls came over,
I was just like,
oh.
I expect India, though. I don't think she joined that.
No, she just
India,
sat there.
India is just.
She's honestly.
As if she's mute.
No, genuinely, that's she how said, she is in involved. Real life as well. She'll just keep her mouth shut.
Right. And that's what
unless
you like.
Unless she has to open it.
Yeah. I don't see her being, she hasn't been in beef with anyone from what we've seen apart from her conversation with Dami, which makes sense.
Yeah. Like she's very just minds her business.
Yeah.
Mm. That she keeps, yeah. But I think the friendships are quite nice, you know, seeing Danica and even Summer, you know, Powerpuff Girls.
That was so
when
cute.
When I see Danica, I need to see how you say her name because some people say Danica.
I say Danica.
I've been saying Danica, so I don't know even how you pronounce her name.
When you see her, you can ask her, how do you spell your name?
I'm just as bad as India with names.
You know, I'm so bad with names. Me, I'm so bad. But Summer, India, and Danica were a cute trio.
Yeah, they were nice cute. They were really cute.
I feel like they got on really well.
But I think everyone, like, you see clips with India and everyone, like, you've seen them with Ekin a lot. Especially when Ekin and David, they have their little arguments, you know? They're always there to, like, Dami and India there to like talk.
Don't argue.
Yeah, don't argue, guys. It's just cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel David and Ekin just argue all the time. But like, they come back together. Just, it's just, like, it's just the nature of their chemistry.
It's the nature.
And it's not that deep.
Ashes is like Mr. and Mrs. Have you seen the movie? Like, it's just so funny.
I feel like Dami and India have, outside of David and Ekin, are like, these are the top two couples with the best chemistry.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I saw an article recently from like a psychologist or something like that, and they were looking into like which is the most compatible.
Mm.
And they said Dami and India. And I think it's just nice to see because there is so many doubters in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what we've seen.
Still to this day.
Even India's mum as well. Like, still to this day, even she has doubts. Like, I just feel like everybody has doubts about Dami, and it affects India's journey and position on the show.
A little bit,
in a good way and in a bad way as well. Mm-hmm. In both ways. I just feel like, because his actions, I guess, were so quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what it was. But I feel like he's done well for himself to redeem it. That's just the way I
think
see
he's
it.
Done really well.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like he's done well. Like, he hasn't swayed. He hasn't talked to another girl behind India's back.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that for the last 2 weeks. And you need to be on that. Otherwise, you're not be reaching that finale. So he's proved himself, I think, for now. We'll just see how he proves outside as well.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I think for now, he's proved himself.
And I think India's a good judge of character as well. Like, I don't think if he had done something that bad, she would have stuck through it. I think that's what people should remember as well. Like, she wouldn't actually, if she, you know, she thought it was that bad and it was too far for her, she would speak up about it. And I mean, you've seen her speak up about, you know, her not really agreeing at points, but you know, he's proven himself.
I think he's
put in the effort. Like, you can say he's put in the effort. And you know, after seeing them on that last date, like, they just look so smitten and cute. And
that date was the best date I've seen on Love Island history.
Honestly, I was smiling the whole way through. Like, it was so adorable.
The production, the music, the drums, the outfits, like, they're
like
really
in a movie.
I literally said like Encanto. I was like,
literally, like, it was like a little Disney situation. And then especially when you picked her up, I'm thinking, okay, like, I see it.
Yeah.
And they're both OGs as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. I sometimes forget that.
Right. Sometimes I forget that. Like, but they've both been there from day one. So they need to be in that top three.
Did you see, because obviously from watching, a lot of people say they're always friends from the beginning.
Mm.
Did you ever see them like coupling up actually?
Dami in India?
Yeah, when he was with
Amber.
Initially, no. I didn't see them coupling up, but then later on down the line, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because they both didn't really have any conversations in the first like 3-4 days. They actually didn't, because it was straight Ekenna and India.
Mm.
And then like before Amber was leaving, there was like some kind of... And then the way Dami just took her and kissed her straight away.
He was very forward. He was very like,
I guess, because Ekenna was laid back.
Yeah.
India. But I think he does something switched with Dami, and he literally just stuck it on her, really.
Yeah.
He was like, what do you think?
I guess it just didn't work with Amber and Dami. It just wasn't a situation. They weren't into each other as much. Amber maybe wasn't into Dami.
I think it's from the whole, you know, the public voting in the beginning, coupling them up. So obviously they didn't really have a say.
Right.
Maybe, you know, you never really know what could have happened from the beginning. If obviously they had that choice, it could be completely different, really. Because they did say,
When they got coupled up, that was what, June the 4th? That was the first day of Love Island, and now we're here.
Now we're here.
One day before the
June
finale.
The 4th was the first day of Love Island. Oh, wow.
I think.
Damn.
Now we're here in the finals. It's just crazy to see them go straight there. Like, you know, no one can defeat them. No one can defeat them.
Honestly, I feel like they're doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why her following is not representing that.
There's a lot of factors.
A lot of factors into
too many factors.
You know, like, there's obviously like the Instagram sort of shadow ban element,
because
her name spelled with a one at the beginning, so people have like the whole, they're not sure if it's that. I don't want to say it, but I think in general, you know, Fiat 500s are the strong when it comes to these things.
Well, you know, that's what I mean. The ethnic populations in the UK are like, what? Like the black population in the UK is 3%. Yeah. The Asian or Arab population is like 7%, 7.5. So mm-hmm. like...
automatically, is that disadvantage of...
Do you know what I mean?
Even if every single person is still going to be at a disadvantage there.
And I don't deep it as much because I'm from an area of London where everybody is brown or black. So mm-hmm. you just don't deep it. But like, and when you step outside London... because you live like near like certain Essex, areas, you yeah. just like.
Even with tweeting, sometimes like, I see a lot of like India tweets, and but you forget like outside of that, there's a whole host of like.
Twitter is a mirage.
It is mm-hmm. because you get stuck mm-hmm. in your circle of mm. you know, oh yeah, this is kind of what we're seeing. But there's, you know, I've seen people tweet like, someone works at an LD home, and like every night they're voting a certain couple, and it's like you just don't really hear about that.
You don't deep it how like deep actually how many minor like how small we are in the UK
yeah
as ethnic 100%. Individuals and it really reflects
yeah
but I mean everyone should remember that and make sure to vote. I think that's what it is, just make sure to vote. Don't be the person to sit there and think, you know,
oh, I'm someone not gonna else vote. Gonna vote someone else yeah, is gonna yeah, do it
we no. need all the votes for them
pick up your phone
literally every vote does count. And I want to see them do well, so
they need, yeah. to, they need I mean they're in the finale, which is amazing, but they need to go. I don't want to see them being fourth.
Yeah, anyway. Neither. I do not want to see them being full.
At all. Like, they need to be in the top two for me, personally.
Mm. Yeah.
Not even just from the fact but they genuinely have been, like,
a good
couple. And they're very compatible from what we've seen. So,
mm.
hopefully.
Sorry, me coughing so much, guys.
Sorry.
I don't know why I'm coughing.
Sip, sip.
Sorry, guys. You guys are watching me down this. Yeah, her following is just, yeah, it's just really frustrating.
It is because, you know, she's on a 450.
As in, she's OG. She's OG.
Yeah, OG, and, you know, some of the others are hitting a million plus. And yeah. it's like, at the beginning, you know, there was a big factor of just no screen time. Like,
and then we saw it in unseen bits.
Oh, that was the one. Like, literally, I remember. That's when I was like, okay, maybe. I was like, maybe she's just not doing anything. And then I saw the unseen bits, and she was literally like,
dude,
she was being carried, like, picked up. And stuff
there
was
like 60 seconds like she wasn't on
the screen.
So I was like, what's going on? Like, she was being funny. She was interacting with everyone, and even I've heard like some people that have come out from the island that spoken to them and never said, like, in certain situations, especially back then, she would be like helping the group get together and like doing their hair and all of this sort of thing. Like, she would be like literally helping everyone get ready. And you just don't see it. But I think the producers did listen a little bit. You've seen it a bit more, you know, seen them on screen a bit more now. But I think that maybe factors in a little bit. But yeah, I just want to see her hit a million as well. You know, I think she deserves it as well. So.
Why would you take the time out of your day to find her page, comment on her page, or not even follow her? If you're going to do that, at least follow her back, give her a follow, but you don't do that. So I just block and delete.
Literally block and delete. Yeah. Now, it's just for India's sake as well. You know, she doesn't want to come home and see all these tweets. But saying that, you know, I'm going to tell everyone vote for India.
Yeah, everyone vote for India anyway. Right,
vote for India.
If you want to vote for Dami and India to win this show, you better be voting.
Dami,
don't
win.
Just don't not vote because your friends are doing it and then you're thinking, my friends are doing it. I won't do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pick up your phone and vote for them if you want to vote for them. Like,
yeah, if you want to. If you don't, if you can't get over whatever's happened, don't.
Right, exactly. But at this point, I think everybody should be over it now because I'm over it now. I wasn't at one point. I'm not lying to you. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago when it all happened, I said I'm not over the situation. Well, that was when it just happened. It really irritated me, and the same with Tash and Andrew. I was like, these Tash needs to go home too.
Don't get
but
me
the
wrong,
way my mind has flipped on Dami, Tash and Andrew is insane.
Yeah, no, there was a point where I was looking at Dami,
what's going on?
What's, do you know what I mean?
Even her friends, like some of, like I'm friends with some of her friends, and we're just like, no, what is going on here? Dami cannot, like, no.
Do you know what I mean? But the way your mind flips every other week and it changes is insane. Vote for Dami in India. We've got their handlers here who've graced me with their presence.
Appreciate it.
This was a good conversation. Both of you are so nervous.
I'm not. I'm not.
Are you so nervous?
I kind of forgot about the conversation.
See, that's good. That's what people say. They forget about it because we're just talking. You are not even in the camera.
Yeah, I'm not on camera, so I'm all right.
Cheating.
You're chilling.
Yeah, I'm fine. If I was on camera,
doing it in India, literally.
Not doing it in India. I'm dead. Literally. No, but also follow her account, please. Anybody that's watching this, her account will be in the bio below. So let me push her account as well, please. India's Instagram account will be in the bio. Just go and follow her account. That's it. Let's push her socials, because I don't like the fact that, let's keep it buck, the black girls that go on the show, they don't get the proper social followings, as opposed to the even the brown girls, if you want to keep it really buck. I mean, we barely see them, but if there's any, or especially white girls, they don't get the right following, and it's very frustrating, it's very irritating, especially because they've been liked so much throughout. They're OGs, they've been there from day one. Why are they not seeing a Millie? Why are we not seeing a Millie for India? Literally. I don't understand,
because it's pissing me off. Do you know what I mean?
Need a Millie from yesterday. The girl's been there from day one. Do you know what I mean? It's like, the more I talk about it, the more it actually pisses me off.
Those people
that's
been in there for a week, not saying any more fucking names, and they're literally
that's
what I'm saying. People,
what's going on?
People who've been there for like 5-6 days that are passing half a million like this, but just India has been there as an OG. She's sitting on like 400.
And that's the thing, when you see all the love online and all, like,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, a mirage.
It is because what is it translating to?
What's it translating to? It's pissing me off. It's always the black girls that go on the show that don't get the followers that deserve it the most, because they've been there from day one, like her and Kaz. They've been liked a lot. They're not involved in the drama, they're not involved in the messy stuff. Then they get violated either by their partner, come back to them, and everything's cute, sweet. In the finale, and you're not even sitting there half minute.
I don't understand.
I mean, a lot of her funny bits haven't been. Maybe that's it as well, you know?
I think that's also part. Another part is that I think Instagram usage is dying.
Yeah.
I think those are like minor factors. They're not big factors, but I think that's like, it's not as big as it was in 2018. Because the way Instagram wants to do real reels every minute of their life.
They want to keep changing it.
TikTok wannabes.
Do you know what I mean? TikTok wannabes.
Just be a picture platform and everything will be fine.
As in, but I think those are like minor factors. But of course, major factors is the fact that I do think the black girls that go on that are loved a lot, they have to be on a certain standard. The pressure is much higher. And then they just don't get the reciprocation.
Because there is, I would say, like, the black community in general are very, like, I don't want to say harsher.
But you can say harsh.
No, but not harsh. But they, I think we care more. I don't want to say we care more. But, you know, we are more, I don't know how to put it. But we are more, like, aware, if you want to put it that way. Or, like, we, as I said earlier, you know, some people try to live through
India.
So I think we are kind of harder on situations, whereas not everyone's like that. And then, you know, you've seen a lot of other couples had their hardships. Obviously everyone's getting hate and whatnot, but I don't know, it's weird.
It's a lot, man. There is that lot of like pressure and whatever. I can see that when it comes to like, especially the brown communities, you know, if you have an Asian Arab person on, for my background, there's a bit like, oh, you know, how are you do what? Why are you not acting in a way? Because you're representing me.
It's the culture.
And as in, you're not, but it's the culture situation.
I think it's stereotypes.
Stereotypes.
It's like we're putting our own stereotypes on them. Like, they expected India to go crazy. No, sorry. They expected India to go crazy. That's a stereotype. Why does she have to fit into that stereotype? Like, even for example, the hair you're talking about here, me and India were going back and forth about hair. Oh my gosh, for weeks, just because she knew she went on there with some wayward hair, she would get heat.
Yeah.
Leanne got a lot of heat when she was on 2 years ago.
Exactly. So stuff like that, it's like we've got to make sure we pick up on that and make sure we like make sure everything's fine, everything's perfect. Otherwise, the heat that our own community gives us is way worse than I feel like what anyone else gives us.
I agree.
Socials.
Because as in Lucy Stacey can come on the show with hair that I haven't brushed for life.
Yeah.
And it's calm.
And it's fine.
But when it comes to like Leanne or India, there's like there's added pressure that you think of.
I think that's weird. It's just added pressure.
Yeah.
Guys, follow India, please. Because the more I think about it, the more it irritates me. And vote for Damien India if you guys want to see them win Love Island 2022. Shion and Zoe, both of you have graced me with your presence.
Thanks so much.
Good conversation. I feel like we had it. It was enjoyed.
Yeah.
Thanks for gracing me and coming on. Any last words from you guys?
Follow India on socials.
Make sure. Okay. Yeah. Follow Deji and not Deji, Dami. Dami and India.
My God. Bye.
What?
Just quite.
Hold on. Hold on.
What is this?
What?
It's not just India bad names, okay?
It's from running her account. That's my excuse. that is my excuse right now. Oh no. As if you're watching this, don't think it means anything. It doesn't mean anything. But yeah. Follow Dami and India.
Well,
I'm voting for the win.
On that note.
Yeah, on that note.
Thank you for gracing me, guys. Subscribe to the channel, guys. Daily and consistent, the Murad Murali podcast. And did you say you were what you used to watch?
I've watched all the time. From way before India was on, I've been watching for time.
This is what I don't realise, that people have been watching for time. And there's the new class that come on. Because Toby from Love Island was like, Murad, I've been watching your reviews from season 3.
When you started the reviews, I was on it.
As in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Madness. You are number one fans over
no,
here.
No, literally, I'm not even joking. Like, every day, I swear.
Ah, every day on YouTube.
Yeah, daily and consistent content.
Daily and consistent, guys. But anyways, follow India. Their socials will be in the bio below as well. If you guys want to follow them, because they've done a great job when it comes to handling her account. So congratulations, guys. Well done to both of you as well. I feel like both of you have done a great job, because it's not easy dealing with the bad and the good and juggling it. So both of you should be really proud of yourselves. You've done a great job representing India. And shout out to tonight's episode to India's mum as well. And we're just going to see what she says. But shout out to India's mum. And not the sound engineer guy, clapping too for India. And we'll catch you guys soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Wrapped. Done.